UNC about me. For those who don't know, I'm Kenya Crooks, the world's greatest weight loss expert. And today I want to talk about why you don't need to quit anymore. I want to talk about why quitting is to your detriment. I want to talk about why quitting is never the answer. I'm going to talk about why quitting has stopped you from achieving everything you've always ever wanted. So before I get started, make sure you put SSS in the comments for me, because today, because it's November 1st, 2023, I'm going to make the Super Stomach Shredder membership a buy one, get one free. So you're going to get two ketones, which curbs your appetite. You're going to get two Brazilian burns, two supplements. Two of each. So yeah, if the Brazilian burn helps you burn stomach fat, so I'm going to make it a buy one, get one free. So make sure you put hashtag SSS in the comments so you can take advantage of that deal. Hey, Tim. So let's talk about it. So here's what I've noticed, and I say this all the time. You can never finish anything if you're always starting over. It causes frustration, but again, you can't trust yourself. And we always talk about not being able to trust other people, when in all actuality, the issue is us. We don't trust ourselves to make good choices when it comes not only to weight loss, but relationships. So that's why it's so important that we work on ourselves now, so 2024 can be the best year of your life. Okay. So one of the top things I want to talk about when I talk about the top things you need to stop doing in order to just thrive and not survive, the first thing you got to do is you got to get bothered with constantly falling short. Again, we've gotten into this thing to where we're actually comfortable now letting ourselves down. Hey, Alicia, we've gotten comfortable with letting ourselves down. We don't have an issue. Again, we will break our necks to make sure everybody else is good, but when it comes to us, we don't care. And that's crazy to me, because with all of the stuff that you've been through, you have to think within yourself, you know what? I owe me. I deserve better. But no, anytime there's a little sign of anything being hard or difficult, or maybe there's some obstacles, oh, let me back up off of that. No, that's when you start pressing forward, because again, once you understand that that's your barrier, you got to get some speed up. You got to start charging at that thing versus always backing off of it. Oh no, I'm starting to feel a little resistance. Oh, this person don't like me. Let me back up off of that thing. No, that's when you start hitting that thing. Now, number two, in terms of why you got to stop quitting. When I was a kid, there was this term that was kind of going like this. Move your meat, lose your seat. So how much progress you've gained? You're going back to the very beginning. Now, I like to listen to Audible books. So Audible has this thing to where it will basically start me back in the place where I stopped. Life don't work that way. Let's say you started losing 20, 30, 40 pounds. And then you gain 20, 30, 40 pounds. You're going to start back at the very beginning. So all of the stuff that you worked for in terms of weight, in terms of your energy levels, in terms of being able to do what you used to do. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. You're not going to return back to that place just because you saw an old episode of The Biggest Loser. Now you're inspired. And then you're like, okay, well, let me start back. No, we're not going to start back at the point in which you left off. We're going to start you all the way over. We're going to start you all the way over. Okay. So That's why you got to keep moving. Also, too, you don't want to be, point three, you don't want to be a hypocrite. Again, this is why you don't want to keep starting over. Let me start. Let me stop. Let me pause. Life is happening. Boom. Because here's the thing. It's amazing. You'll encourage everybody else and you'll always say, you know what? You can do this. How many times have you had somebody say and give you relationship advice, but they don't have a relationship and you're looking at them like, so how are you going to tell me about something you don't have? How are you going to tell me about something that you've never experienced? How are you going? And again, but you got all of this advice for everybody else, but you don't quite have it for yourself. Okay? So again, you gotta just keep going. And it also leads to point four. You just gotta weather your storms. Like for real, you gotta weather your storms. Whenever you feel like I wanna quit, I wanna give up, I wanna give myself some time, you gotta let that feeling pass over versus always giving into it. Because that's what we do. We give into it. Oh, I'm not feeling it today. Let me take a couple days off. Let me take the weekend off. Let me just take a week off to get myself together. We'll come up with all kind of great excuses, but you got to fight past that feeling. Because now it's going to be, oh, well, let me start back after the holidays. No, because during the holiday season, and you've done this before, you'll end up gaining 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds, and then you got to start over January 1. So you gotta let that feeling pass. And you gotta say, okay, I might not feel like doing something, but let me press past myself and let me do a little something. Or as I like to say, sometimes I'll get to the gym and I'll be like, shoot, I don't feel like doing this today. And then I'll say within myself, well, shoot, if you just take a few steps in, you'll be all right. Just get out of the parking lot and get into the gym. And then let's see what happens. I negotiate with myself to help myself. A lot of people who are watching this, you'll negotiate yourself about the stuff. But again, I negotiate in. So I'll be like, okay, just get on the stair climber. First 5 minutes. If you ain't feeling it, then you can just go on home. The next thing you know, you off 30 minutes. Now you got the right songs, you got your playlist working, and now you jamming, and now you off to the races. And some of my greatest workouts, honestly, have happened when I didn't want to do it. Like for real, some of the best workouts to where I just worked out like an hour and a half, and I was in the zone, all occurred actually because I really didn't want to do it. And then I got rewarded for showing up. Sometimes all you got to do, honestly, is just show up. And point five, in terms of why you got to stop quitting, you got to remember, you're setting the tone for the rest of your life. You know what it's like to quit. We've experienced quitting before. We know the ramifications of quitting. It don't produce nothing. Now it's time to see what persevering looks like. Let's see what happens if I hang in there long enough to start getting my rewards. Again, in life, you have seed time, you have harvest time, okay? You got to have the mentality of the farmer. The farmer basically says, I'm not going to put seeds out here on Monday and then expect a full harvest on Friday. It don't work that way. See, you gotta get out there. You got to throw seeds out there. And then over time, stuff starts to grow. Then you can start picking stuff. And you can just start enjoying the fruits of your labor. But again, we don't hang in there long enough to get the reward. And I'm not just talking about weight loss. I'm talking about that relationship that you could have had, should have had. But because it wasn't popping after the third or fourth week, or he didn't call you, or you didn't like how he eat, how he eats his food, then boom, you quit on it when all you had to do was just hang in there long enough to see the good in it. I'm not just talking about weight loss, y'all. I'm talking about life. You're setting the tone for the rest of your life. Again, we know what it's like to fail. We know what it's like to fall short. We know what it's like to come up with excuses. But what does it actually feel like to hang in there long enough to win? That has to be your mentality moving forward. So think about your future self. And think about the precedent that you're setting for yourself moving forward. Think about letting your old self go and inviting the new you in. Again, we've given the old you long enough to prove that she's worthy of being here. We've given her time, but she ain't producing no more. As they would say, what got you here won't get you there. So sometimes you gotta fire the old you in order to get to the new you. And that's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Stop focusing and getting attached to your old self, your old ways, because it's getting in the way of you being introduced to the new you, the future you, the better you, the leveled up you. And that's what we need to experience. So if you agree to stop quitting, say I got you, coach, in the comments. And actually, in the comment section also, tell me some stuff you're going to stop quitting on. Maybe that's you. Because you always quit on you. Again, you'll give a great hand clap of praise for everybody else. But when it comes to you, not so much. Not so much. So put in the comments some stuff you're going to stop quitting on. We're not going to be the type of people who let stuff go easily. We're going to be fighters. We're going to fight for the things that we want. We're going to fight for the things that we feel like we deserve. That body, that peace, that joy, that security, that lifestyle, that mentality, all of it. We're not letting go of what we feel like we deserve. We're not letting go God's promises. We're not relinquishing. We're not giving up. We're not bending the knee. We're not folding up anymore. We're going after our worth, and we're not going to settle for less than our value anymore. We're not doing it. We too old. We too old to give up now. We've been in this dogfight long enough to where we got to see what it's like to win. We've come this close before. No, now it's time to seal the deal. It's time to close and end one chapter and start the next chapter. Deal? So let's go. Let's go. Producers, produce. And people who come up with excuses, come up with the excuse. We're producers, not excusers. Feel me on that. So let's dominate. Love each and every single last one of you. Make sure you like. Make sure you share. Make sure you subscribe. Again, I'm a lifestyle coach. I like to coach you in all areas of your life because I believe that everything has to look the same. Everything should be at a certain level. You just shouldn't look a certain way, but the rest of your life is falling apart. No, I need you to be flowing in your excellence in all areas of your life, okay? No contradictions. No contradictions. So love each and every single last one of you. Have a great day. Again, put hashtag SSS in the comments and we'll drop a link so you can get the buy one, get one free for the Super Stomach Shredder membership. Our mission is to lose 20 pounds before 2024. Okay. Today is November 1st, 2023. So some of y'all will be watching this thing 2 years from now, but the lesson is still the same. and the message is still the same. You deserve so much more than you're giving yourself. And don't expect anybody else to give it to you, because that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to produce for you. Amen? And that's what we're going to start doing. We're going to start producing more. Flowing in excellence. More. Getting what we've been promised. More. Point blank and period. So let's go get it. Love each and every single last one of you. Let's dominate. Be good. I'm gone.